International Broadcasting lives on 5085. The big one, WTWW.
Please stand by as we get ready to launch another episode of this Reality Radio Cafe Cast with your host and my husband, Denny J, K5DCC.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, lift off.
Now grab your glass and get ready to fill it up with some radio on the rocks.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
Good afternoon, cafeers. This is Denny J, K5DCC in the Digicom Cafe. On Saturday, December 12th, 2020. It's been a while since we've given you an update on what we're doing. Not a whole lot has changed. We're still doing the usual, enjoying the International Space Station repeater. We've switched over now from APRS to the voice repeater. Been making several contacts. And today I'd like to share with you just a listen-only audio of pretty much straight overhead pass of the International Space Station this morning, where it was cloudy and a bit chilly, like in the upper 30s, lower 40s. Right now it's only 43. We are coming off of a nice warm week where we actually had temperatures in the 70s and low 80s, but we're hearing talk of potential for snow tomorrow. So winter is beginning to show its ugly head. I don't think it'll last. I think we'll be back into some warm temperatures again soon. But anyway, I've been very impressed with the quality of this repeater on board the International Space Station. And so I recorded a full pass just to share the quality audio with y'all. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, you don't really need much. Just a dual band HT or a UHF HT. And listen on 437.800 when it's pretty much straight overhead or out perpendicular from you. But because of the effect of the speed of the station coming at you, the Doppler effect, you'll need to tune in high in the beginning at 437.810 as it gets maybe a quarter of the way to you. Drop that down to 805, then 800, and as it's starting to go away from you, you might need to drop it to 795, and at its furthest point, you go down to 790. But I've been very impressed with how I can listen to this activity on the ISS with simply a rubber duck. In fact, I actually made a contact this past week just using my D-74 and a rubber duck. Couldn't believe it. I just threw out one call just to see what would happen, and this guy came right back to me. So I guess you don't need a whole lot to work the ISS, except when it's busy. Then you're going to need a little bit more power, probably. Anyway, I hope you've all been doing well, finding lots of activities in amateur radio to keep you occupied during these days of COVID. We're exploding here in our area. We've canceled our club meetings for a while, and a lot of activities are being squelched because of the numbers of people that are coming down with COVID. So you guys be careful. Do your best to follow the protocols, and hopefully you'll get through this without getting it. We know many people who have had it, many friends and family members, club members, and it doesn't sound like anything you want to mess with, so be very careful. Enjoy amateur radio, the perfect social distancing hobby, and I've been doing it all. I mean, I've been just mentally going down the list of all the different amateur radio activities that I'm involved in, whether it's HF on single sideband, CW, digital modes, digital VoIP services like Zello, like TeamSpeak, Peanut, any number of things. And then the ham digital modes, DMR, D-Star, Fusion, P25, NXDN. I've been enjoying APRS, satellites. There's so many things that you can get involved in. And I just sit down sometimes and wonder, which way am I going to go today? What do I want to do? But it's all right here at my fingertips, so... One of the things I've been having a lot of fun with is APRS. I've set up my own digipeater. I'm using a software modem called Sound Modem. Runs on my Windows machine here. And I've got that computer connected to my ICOM 746 Pro using a Signalink USB sound box. And so with that, I can set up my own Digipeater. I'm running a couple of different applications for my digital stuff. I'm running APRS IS-32. I'm also running UISS for doing the satellite stuff in APRS, and enjoying some other websites that are associated with all of this so you can see your activity. And it's just so much fun, so interesting. And also, of course, following SpaceX. Man, this past week was outstanding watching this blast off of SN8, their space large spaceship prototype, as they're doing some experiments. And we've been watching it broadcast live on YouTube, and saw this thing launch and go up and belly flop down and end up coming right on the perfect landing pad that it was designed to do. The only trouble being that it was coming down a little too fast. I guess they had some problems with the fuel getting to one of the rockets to slow it down, and we could tell this isn't going to be a good landing. It was coming in just a little too fast, and of course, as many of you already know, it blew up in a huge fireball. But a very successful experiment and test. SN9 is now ready to go, except I understand from the news today that it apparently has lost some of its footing. One of the supports had collapsed and the thing was tipped over, leaning against the side of the building that it's in while they work on it. So I'm not sure how they're going to straighten that out, but might be a bit of a delay with that. So anyway, I hope you're enjoying amateur radio during this holiday season when you can't get together with your family and friends. And you might want to check into the 3916 net with Pete Thompson. Pete is going to be playing Santa Claus for all the kiddos that people can bring to the 3916 nets there on 75 meters every evening starting at 7 o'clock. So you might want to check that out for the kiddos. And for the rest of this podcast, simply sit back and enjoy listening in on this pass of the International Space Station, which was pretty much straight overhead today. You'd be very impressed with the quality of these signals, and hopefully pique your curiosity enough where you're going to grab your HD and go out and listen for yourself, and possibly even get yourself an Arrow antenna or an Elk antenna, maybe a couple of radios. You don't really need it. You can just do it with an HD too. And get in. I can attest to that. But enjoy this this pass, and maybe someday we'll hear you on the International Space Station. If I don't talk to you beforehand, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Thanks for following and for listening to my podcast. I hope you share it with others that you think may be interested. Again, here in the Digicom Cafe, my goal is simply to build interest in the amateur radio hobby. Oh, I also might remind you of a new net I'm going to be starting up in the cafe on Zello starting this coming Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Central. I'm going to have a ham buffet net. Oh, there goes my local repeater here, the W5NWA repeater. I'm going to turn the volume down here. We have regular nets here on Monday nights at 7:30 p.m. in our local repeater, which you can access through Echolink at KF5BRU-L. If you're on All-Star, you can join us at 28827, node number 28827. Or if you're in the area, you can join us on our local UHF repeater, the W5NWA repeater here in Harrison, Arkansas, 444.800, plus with a tone of 103.5. And, of course, join our family, our group, in the Digicom Cafe website. It's a Facebook alternative. Our community portal where we can send text back and forth, have group text, individual texting, sharing articles, links to videos, all kinds of things under multiple topics in our amateur radio buffet. So join us there at digicomcafe.com or simply my call sign, k5dcc.com. Thanks for following today. Enjoy this pass of the ISS, and we'll talk to you hopefully before next year. This has been Denny J, K5DCC, in the Digicom Cafe. within the Digicom Cafe Communications Network, we are all about the power of voice. Did you know that you could listen to my Cafe Cast by simply asking Alexa to play Radio on the Rocks, and that you could maneuver your way around my Cafe Cast library by simply saying Next or Previous? I created this Amazon skill using a free and easy platform called VoiceFlow, where you just build your skill block by block, no coding necessary. If you'd like to build your amateur radio skill, go to voiceflow.com. That's voiceflow.com.
Hello, Mike 10.
The Romeo X-ray again.
Whiskey 5 Echo Romeo X-ray and Echo Mike 10.
Whiskey 5 Echo Romeo X-ray Kilo Echo 4 Alpha Zulu Zulu Relay 773.
Hi, you're good again. One more time, please. You faded.
Echo EL 87.
Copy EL 87. Thanks for the contact. 73.
Crazy Z. 4 UI Echo Mike 76.
9. Fratelli 9, Juliet Uniform, Echo November 4-4.
Echo November 4-4, station Whiskey 5, Echo Romeo X-ray, Echo Mike 10.
Echo Mike 10, thank you very much. Robert, 2-4 Falls, Wisconsin.
Call again, please.
Charlie 9, Juliet Uniform, Alpha Charlie 9, Juliet Uniform.
QSL, thanks for the contact, 73.
Very much. What was your call again?
Whiskey 5, Echo Romeo X-ray.
Romeo X-ray, thank you very much. Hey.
73, good morning. Whiskey 5, Echo Romeo X-ray, Echo Mike 10.
K4UI, Echo Mike 76.
K4UI, Whiskey 5, Echo Romeo X-ray, Echo Mike 10. Thanks for the contact, 73.
73's in and I have a very good day from K4UI Echo Mary 76.
Have a great day.
Whiskey 5 Echo Romeo X Kilowatt 7 Mike Tango.
Mike Tango station, Whiskey 5 Echo Romeo X-ray, Echo Mike 10.
QSL MT Delta November 46, thanks.
73, thanks for the contact.
K7MT Kilo Echo 4 Alpha Zulu Zulu.
Kilo Echo 4, Alpha Alpha 46, over.
K7MT, Kilo Echo 4, Alpha Zulu Zulu, AZZ, Russia.
Your grid square, over.
Lean, DL 8773, K, AZ, Charlie 4, Alpha.
Kilo 5, Delta, November Alpha, Echo Mike 35.
Kilo Echo 4 Alpha Zulu Zulu.
Kilo 5 Delta November Alpha copy KX4BE Echo Mike 75.
KX4BE K5DNA Echo Mike 35 73.
QSL 73.
K4 Alpha Zulu Zulu K4UI Echo Mary 76. K4UI, Kilo Echo 4 Alpha Zulu Zulu.
USAL, KQ4AZZ from Kilowatt 4 United India, Echo Mary 76 Southern Kentucky, 73.
7-7-4-AZZ.
So Echo K7MT, Delta November 4.
There's ZXT making a new YouTube video.
Yeah, case ever. KX4BE, K7MT, Delta November 46.
K7MT, Delta November 46, KX4BE, Echo Mike 75.
MT from K4UI Echo Mike 76.
Kilo Charlie 4 Alpha Charlie. Kilo Charlie 4 Alpha Charlie. Call
Kilo Charlie 4, Alpha.
Kilo 4, Uniform India.
K7MG from K4UI, Echo Mike 76, QSL.
CQ, this is Kilo Charlie 4, Alpha Charlie, Echo International Space Station.
4-2.
Echo Mike
60. Echo Mike 60.
What's that from you?
This is AK4JW.
November Alpha, Echo Mike 35.
Echo Mike 35, Kilo Echo 8, Papa Quebec Romeo.
Kilo Echo, Papa Quebec Romeo, this
is Kilo.
November X-ray 3 Victor.
Okay. 3 Victor, this is K2MIK, Fox November 32.
Kilo 5 Delta November Alpha, here's Whiskey Alpha 2, Bravo Tango Romeo, Fox Mike 19.
X-ray 3 Victor.
MI 35,
QSL. QSL 73.
Kilo 2 Mike India Kilo.
That's a good call for calling.
Kilo 2 Mike India Kilo, K4 UI, Echo Mike 76.
Hi, this is Extra Class Amateur Radio Operator, K5DCC. I just upgraded to my Extra Class last year. You know how I did it? I used HamTest Online. Did you know that HamTest Online is the top-rated study program on eham.net? 97% of reviewers gave them 5 stars. They have more 5-star user reviews than all other study methods combined. And success is guaranteed. If you fail the amateur radio license exam, they will refund your subscription. It's a no-brainer. You pass the exam or get a full refund. Try it for yourself at hamtestonline.com.
Thank you for listening to this Radio on the Rocks Cafe cast. We invite you to join our mighty network's amateur radio community at digicomcafe.com.